from Single Parent Sway, SB Sway. How are you guys doing this great evening? It's the evening on my end. I don't know what part of the world you're living in, but it's the evening on my end. It is actually April 4th, and it's Sunday. I'm just being funny. Well, it's been a while. It's gonna be a while because I am myself. I have other things going. So from time to time, I get on this platform and I want to talk to you. I want to vent. I want to pour out my inner self, which is my voice of being myself, to you. Today's conversation that I'm going to pour out to you, or my thoughts, how I feel, things that I dealt with, and probably some things that I'm currently dealing with. But for now, it's some things that I've dealt with. So I'm just giving you the raw me, the authentic me. By the way, I don't know if I've ever told you guys my name, but that's on the next episode because I would love to introduce myself to you. Speaking of name, when you go back to the previous episode, the introduction to this podcast, you will know my name. I constantly ask you guys to talk to me, leave me comments, send me messages. I'm open to listen. So far, I haven't heard anything yet. I got a couple of messages, compliments. I appreciate it. One thing I can tell you, I'm gonna be myself. This is the main reason why I'm here, to share my truth, to share my struggles, to share how I am connecting with myself, for myself, to better myself, to be able to connect with my children. So, with that being said, we're just gonna get right into this conversation. The topic for today's conversation is how I connected with myself to enable me to connect with my son. My son, first of all, who I love dearly, can be a pin in the rear. Let me just say that. But he is my son, and I do love him. I just have to say that for the record. I just have to say that. But I do love him, though. I love my child. I do. So, as a single parent, I grew up in a very fractured, complicated, misunderstood, confused state of mind. I did not know what to expect going into single parenthood. I always say this, no one knows what tomorrow is going to bring. When I say fractured, I mean, at the age of 16, the person I was told to go and live with to help them out. See, in the African settings, when your oldest sibling needs help and your mom has a lot of kids, they would take one of those kids to live with their oldest sibling who does not have any children for you to help them out if they do have children. I hope you guys are understanding what I'm trying to say. So I'm trying to say that I live with one of my oldest siblings. And when I say mentally and physically abusive, it was like bite and blow. I will curse you out today and tell you that you will be nothing but a prostitute that will lay on your back. In the next hour, I'm telling you, oh, I love you. So what can I believe? What do you expect me to believe as a young girl growing up? then it led to me walking into a man to have a child because I needed help. I was looking for parental love. And I walked right into my first partner. Me connecting with myself to connect with my kid went like this. I took out the time to fight my self-doubts, to fight to gain my confidence, because I knew somewhere in my head I had confidence in myself. I had motivation to do whatever it is I want to do. Whatever plans I had to execute, I knew I had every capability in me to execute those plans. I started going back to school. I started talking to myself with positive daily affirmations. This journey has not been easy. And I'm not saying it's always going to be easy. I still struggle with a few things from time to time, but that is why it's called a journey, where you'll have bumps in your roads, but you should know how to get over those bumps, go around those curves, and keep it moving. Me being in school, going back to school, I saw the benefits I will get, or I'm going to get, when I'm done with school. This is going to make me feel this way. This is going to make, you know, this is going to help me accomplish this and this, and it will help me grind myself to this financially and so many other ways. So I started doing that, and I'm still doing it. I'm still in school, and this is something I'm so proud of myself as a single parent, that I'm still in school and I'm accomplishing so many things on this journey. So I was able to connect myself to those things that I wanted to do. I desire to accomplish certain things. I want to go to school. My desires were to get back in school. My desire were to stay fit, work on my mental state, my personality, come out of this shell that I was caught in. This shell of being afraid, this shell of speaking my truth, this shell of how community was looking at me as a single parent, this shell of me not caring anymore if I had or if I still do have two boys and if a man is going to see me and want me. I had to break myself out of that shell. And once I did, I felt so relieved. I felt so easy. I felt self-love, because this is something I have not had for myself for a long time. And I continue to talk to my son by connecting with him on that level. I will connect with him by telling him, you're about to get out of high school. Do you have any plans? Do you know what it means to go to college? Do you know going to college, what it would get you? Even though education cannot get you everything that you desire and want and need, but do you know the importance of education? As a young man of color, do you know your risk? And do you know how to take those risks and when to take them? I had to lay that down to him as a single parent. I had to connect with him because he's almost 20. I had to sit there and we talk about this. Our conversation is so in-depth that it's sometimes like I replay them in my head to make sure I am saying the right thing to my child, to make sure that we are connecting on, you know, not just on physical level as to, you know, where we're, you know, talking. We're, you know, we're interchanging, or, you know, like exchanging, not interchanging, we're exchanging ideas. You know, he'll be like, okay, mommy, I know you want me to do this, but when I do this, what am I going to get? And you're doing that. What is it benefiting you? We talk. Because I find myself learning so much from my child, and I see him learning so much from me. He would tell me things that would hit me to the gut, and I'd be like, oh yes, I should have knew, you know, like I should have known this as a child. And my son is educating me on this. For me, I'm never too big and proud to learn. I'm willing to learn from a two-year-old, a newborn, if they can talk. This is how simple and down to earth I am. And when people see me, they see this great class about me, and I'm like, it's the grace of God. But I'm very down to earth. I'm very humble. I just feel that being humble takes, you know, takes no credit. I am myself. So with that being said, connecting with myself and changing that part of me was able to help me connect with my son, who is now in college, you know, going to school, pursuing his dreams, and getting the best that he can get for himself as a young man. So I just want to urge all my single parents out there, no matter what you're going through, this journey is going to be here. Take that time out for yourself. When you connect with yourself, it helps you to connect with your child. When you connect with yourself mentally, you can connect with your child mentally as well. Connecting with yourself mentally means changing the way you think, changing the way you speak to yourself, changing the way you approach yourself. Inner and outer approach. When you get to change that and love yourself for who you are, those positive energy that you are changing, no, those negative energy that you are changing into positive energy, and those words of great positive affirmation that you are affirming to yourself, you are going to transfer those same things to your child or children, which is going to be a great transfer that you would not, you know, you would not have no regrets on what you're saying to them to help them along the way. They might not see it today, but trust the process that in the long run, they are going to see it. So I just want to leave this with you all. Love yourself first. You have to love yourself first before you can love someone else. You have to connect with yourself first before you can connect with your child or children. You cannot tell someone something to do that you yourself have not done yet. So it's only fair to yourself, and it's only fair to your child, to connect with them, to let them know that you yourself have been through the struggle, you're changing, you're working, and you're giving them the best advice that you think and know will help them. Stay blessed, stay safe, and I love you for now, till we meet again to discuss. Love you.